Thank you. So today we are looking at the second part of 1 Samuel chapter 25. And we are looking at from verse 23 to 44. Last week we started from verse 1 to 22. And today we are looking at 23, 24 to 44. And the theme here is David marries Abigail. And this is the second part of it. So let's hear what we have for today. Today's study is a continuation of how David came to marry Abigail. It reveals Abigail's wisdom in acting with grace and secretly bringing a peace offering to David and humbling herself to take the blame for her husband's foolishness. Abigail also made her husband, Nabal, aware of her encounter with David and his men, who were bent on taking revenge against him. As a result, Nabal's heart died within him and finally gave up the ghost after 10 days. Nabal's death, therefore, paved the way for David to be married to Abigail, who represents the church of the Lord's elect. The study, therefore, highlights our coming into the church of the firstborn or the heavenly Jerusalem. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. But you are come into Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Abigail meets David. 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 23 and 24. And when Abigail saw David, she hasted, lighted off the ass, and fell before David on her face, and bowed herself to the ground, and fell at his feet and said, "Upon me, my Lord, upon me, let this iniquity be, and let thy handmaid, I pray thee, speak in thy audience and hear the words of thy handmaid." In this context, we can look at David as representing the Lord and Abigail as the church of the Lord's elect. Abigail seeing David is therefore we, his elect, coming to see Christ as he is. As we get to know Christ in the Spirit through his word, we purify ourselves to be like him. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2 and 3. It says, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone that has this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure." Abigail lighting off the ass and bowing down to David signifies that as we are being given victory over our flesh, represented by here as an ass, our obedience or submission to the Lord is being perfected. Verse 23, therefore, is similar to the following verse, Genesis chapter 24, verse 64. "And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel." In this case, Isaac represents Christ, and Rebekah signifies the church of the Lord's elect. It is when we come to know the Lord in the Spirit through his word that we are given victory over our flesh, as we see Rebecca light off her camel. Abigail falling at David's feet and asking David to let the iniquity of Nabal come upon her in verse 24 shows us that our suffering as the Lord's elect in this life is for the salvation of the human race. Abigail asking David to let the iniquity of Nabal fall upon her is the same as Paul saying that he wished that he was accursed regarding his fleshly brethren or Israel. Romans chapter 9, verse 2 to 4. "That I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart, for I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertains the adoption and the glory and the covenant and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises. As saviors of the world, Our suffering in this age complements the suffering of Christ for the atonement of all humanity. We are therefore saviors of this world. Colossians 1:24 says, "Who now rejoice in my suffering for you and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church." Obadiah 1:21, "And saviors shall come upon Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's." 1 Samuel 25:25 says, "Let not my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial, even Nabal. For as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and fully is with him. But I, thy handmaid, saw not the young men of my Lord, whom thou did send." Abigail regarding Nabal as the man of Belial is significant. According to Bram Driver Bridges Dictionary, Belial can mean wicked, ruin, or destruction. Nabal being described as the man of Belial shows that he represents the devil who comes to kill, to steal, kill, and destroy, as shown in the word of the Lord. John 10:10, the thief, as the devil, comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. As we shall see later in this study, Abigail ended up marrying David when Nabal died. It indicates that as the Lord's elect, we have the devil as our father before we are married to Christ. John 8:44, "You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Abigail telling David that he did not see the young men that David sent implies that when we had the devil as our father, we did not recognize the Lord's elect whom the Lord sent to us. At that time of our walk with Christ, our spiritual condition is described as follows. Ephesians 2, verses 2 and 3. "Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." 1 Samuel 25:26. "Now therefore, my Lord, as the Lord lives, and as thy soul lives, seeing the Lord has withholding thee from coming to shed blood, and from avenging thyself with thy own hand, now let thy enemies and they that seek evil to my Lord be as Nabal." It is important to note here in verse 26 that Abigail's assertion asserted that it is the Lord who has withheld David's hand from shedding the blood of Nabal. This assertion throws out the false doctrine that we have our own unhindered will to do good or to commit evil. To do good or to do evil or good is all of the Lord. Yes, we do make choices, but our decisions are influenced by the Lord. This is exactly what the following verse is seeking to address. Proverbs 16:1 says, "The preparation of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is of the Lord." Abigail also stated that those who hated David and sought evil against him would be like Nabal. As we shall see later, Nabal died suddenly. This implies that they who seek to do evil against us as the Lord's elect shall not prosper in their scheme. It also indicates that vengeance belongs to the Lord and that we do not need to avenge the evil that is meted out to us. We are, however, admonished to do good to those who hate us, and in doing so, we heap coals of fire on their head. Romans chapter 12, verse 19 to 21. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if thy enemies hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in doing so, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 27. And now this blessing, which thy handmaiden has brought before my Lord, let it even be given unto the young men that follow my Lord. The blessing that Abigail brought to David and his young men was the food that she provided for their upkeep. The details of her provision are as follows. 1 Samuel 25, 18 says, then Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves and 2 bottles of wine and 5 sheep ready dressed and 5 measures of parched corn and 100 clusters of raisins and 200 cakes of figs and laid them on asses. As indicated, Abigail represents the church or the assembly of the Lord's elect. In the previous study, we showed the spiritual significance of the food and the drink that Abigail or the church of the Lord's elect provides to us as follows. All the drink and the wine, all the food and the drink, that is the wine, represent the word of the Lord. Remembering that the number 2 signifies a witness, the fact that there were 200, that is 2 times 10 and 10, loaves and cakes of figs, and 2 bottles of wine means that we must have the witness of 2 or more in the scriptures to establish a doctrine. Abigail bringing the food and the drink implies that it is in the assembly of the Lord's elect that we become exposed to the truth of the word of the Lord and are given to establish doctrines based on 2 or more witnesses. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 says, this is the third time I'm coming to you. In the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses shall every word be established. It is important to note that there were 5 already dressed sheep and 5 measures of parched corn. The parched corn is dried kernel of corn that has been dry roasted or toasted over heat. Both the parched corn and the already dressed sheep represent the meat of the Lord's word. The number 5 means grace through faith. Abigail bringing 5 measures of parched corn and 5 already dressed sheep means that it is in the church of the Lord's elect that we receive grace through faith to understand the meat of the word of the Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 says, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou ought to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Abigail also told David, here in verse 27, that what she had provided is a blessing, that what he has provided is a blessing. It is indeed a blessing to be given the keys of the kingdom of heaven to understand the truth of the Lord's word through what every joint supplies. Matthew chapter 13, verse 16 and 17. It says, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. 1 Samuel 25, 28. I pray thee, forgive the trespass of thy handmaiden. For the Lord will certainly make my Lord a sure house, because my Lord fights the battles of the Lord, and evil has not been found in thee all thy days. In verse 28, the Lord, through Abigail, told David that the Lord will make a sure house for him. In the Bible, the first time the word house was used referred to a family. Genesis 7:1. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Genesis 12:1 says, now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. So what we are being told, therefore, is that the Lord has prepared a family for us, his elect. This family is the house of the Lord, of our brothers and sisters in Christ, or the church of the firstborn. It is important to know that it is the Lord who prepares this family to help us fight the battles of the Lord. This means that it is through what every joint supplies that we are given to see that the battles we are going through in this life are the Lord's battles. Our being brought into this family of the Lord's elect is also to ensure that evil is not found in us all our days, as shown in verse 28. This is possible through the Lord's judgment of our flesh. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1 and 2 says, "For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God." 1 Samuel 25, 29. "Yet a man is risen to pursue thee and to seek thy soul, but the Lord, but the soul of my Lord shall be bound in the bundles of life with the Lord thy God, and the souls of thy enemies, them shall he sling out as out of the middle of a sling." It is reassuring to know that even though the Lord will raise up adversaries to seek our lives as instruments of the Lord's judgment, they shall be destroyed by the Lord in the final analysis. By comparing scripture with scripture, we can see that this verse is the same as the following verse. Isaiah 54, 16 and 17. It says, "Behold, I have created the smith that blows the coal in the fire and that brings forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord." 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 30. "And it shall come to pass, when the Lord has done to my Lord according to all the good that he has spoken concerning thee, and shall have appointed thee ruler over Israel." The work that the Lord Jesus did in the life of David according to all the good that he has spoken about refers to what the Lord is doing in this age regarding his elect. This involves granting us the grace to understand the mysteries of his kingdom, judging us in this age to conform to his image as we learn righteousness, and providing our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. This work of the Lord is what makes us overcomers and qualifies us to be rewarded with the rulership of this world when the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. Matthew chapter 13, verse 10 and 11 says, "And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speak thou unto them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given." Isaiah 26, 9 says, "With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness." Philippians 4, 19, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Revelation chapter 2, verse 26 and 27. "And he that overcomes and keeps my works to the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the rod of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father." 1 Samuel 25, 31. "That this shall be no grief unto thee, nor offense of heart unto the Lord, either that thou hast shed blood causeless, or that my Lord has avenged himself. But when the Lord shall have dealt well with my Lord, then remember thy handmaid." Here, Abigail is admonishing David that he should not have a troubled conscience because of his desire to spill blood of Nabal for no good reason, and that he should not claim his own victory. What Abigail said emphasizes the role of the body of Christ. It is the church's duty, through whatever joint supplies, to teach us to avoid evil. We are not to repay evil with evil, but allow the Lord to take vengeance on our behalf. Victory is the work of the Lord and does not rest in man. Proverbs 21:31. The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord. Ephesians 4:16 says, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, which makes increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Abigail also reminded David that when the Lord has dealt well with him, he should remember her. When the Lord has granted us the grace to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven and continue to deliver us from the influence of the flesh through his judgment, we should continue to provoke our brothers and sisters to love and good works and not forsake the assembling of the Lord's elect. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more the more, as you see the day approaching. 1 Samuel 25, verses 32 to 34. And David said to Abigail, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who sent thee this day to meet me. And blessed be thy advice. Blessed be thou, which has kept me this day from coming to shed blood, from avenging myself with my own hand. For in very deed, as the Lord God of Israel lives, which has kept me from hurting thee, except thou hast hasted and come to meet me, surely there has not been left unto Nabal by the morning light any that pieces against the wall. In verse 32, David showed his appreciation to the Lord for bringing Abigail his way. We must be grateful to the Lord in bringing us to this assembly of his elect. It is through the church that our eyes are opened, our ears hear the mysteries of the kingdom, and our feet are restrained from evil, as we see David confess to Abigail that her intervention has prevented him from committing evil. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 to 26 says, but you are come into Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirit of just men made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling, that speaks better things than that of Abel. See that you refuse not him that speaks. For if they escape not who refuse him that speaks on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. Abigail came to Nabal. 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 35. So David received of her hand that which he has brought him and said to her, go up in peace to thy house. See, I've hearkened to thy voice and have accepted thy person. What is important here is the fact that David told Abigail that he has hearkened to her voice and has accepted her. As indicated, Abigail represents the church of the Lord's elect. It is the church of the Lord's elect that we must pay heed to the voice of the Lord through what every joint supplies. Hebrews 12:25. See that you refuse not him that speaks. For if they escape not who refused him that spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him that speaks from heaven. David accepting Abigail signifies our need to submit to the church of the firstborn through its leadership. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12 and 13. And we beseech you, brethren, to know that, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their works' sake, and be at peace among yourselves. 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 36 to 38. And Abigail came to Nabal, and behold, he held a feast in her house, like the feast of a king. And Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunk. Wherefore she told him nothing, less or more, until the morning light. But it came to pass in the morning, when the wine is gone out of Nabal, and his wife had told him these things, that his heart died within him, and he became as a stone. And it came to pass about 10 days after that the Lord smote Nabal, that he died. Nabal here can also represent the people of this world and our brothers and sisters in Babylon who are under the sway of the devil. Abigail came to meet Nabal feasting as his heart was merry. The people of this world, including our brothers and sisters in Babylon, they are focused on feasting, which gives temporal enjoyment. A careful look at the Bible shows that most of the feasting recorded had to do with pagan kings. Gradually, the church system of this world embraced this temporal enjoyment through feasting, as we see them celebrating Christmas, Easter, birthdays, Mother's Day, Father's Day, etc. However, this is not consistent with our walk with Christ. The Bible depicts the Christian walk as a stranger on a journey who does not meddle with the affairs of this world. We are also likened to a soldier in a war who must embrace suffering as a way to overcome an adversary. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on this earth. 2 Timothy 2, 3 and 4 says, thou therefore endure hardships as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that wars entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. With Nabal being drunk, Abigail was not able to say anything to him spiritually. Nabal being drunk means that Nabal was under the fury of the Lord to bring him to his death. When we are being brought to spiritual death, there is no way that we can hear the word of the Lord, as we see Abigail's inability to talk to Nabal. Isaiah 63, 6 says, and I will tread down the people in my anger and make them drunk in my fury. I will bring down their strength to the earth. Verses 37 and 38 shows us the death of Nabal, who was being judged by the Lord. The fact that Nabal died after 10 days signifies that Nabal's sins have reached the heavens, since the number 10 means the fullness of the flesh. David marries Abigail. 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 39 and 40. And when David heard that Abigail was dead, he said, blessed be the Lord that has pleaded the cause of my reproach from the hand of Nabal and has kept his servant from evil. For the Lord has returned the wickedness of Nabal upon his own head. And David sent and communed with Abigail to take her to be to him to wife. And when the servants of David were come to Abigail to Carmel, they spoke unto her, saying, David sent us unto thee to take thee to him to wife. In verse 39, David was very grateful to the Lord for preventing him from committing the sin of murder. It shows us that to do good or evil is not by ourselves, and that it is the Lord who works all things after the counsel of his own will. Ephesians 1:11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his own will. The death of Nabal offered David the opportunity to be married to Abigail. It signifies the Lord destroying all that held as bound to Babylon or the church system of this world in order for us to be joined to the church of the Lord's elect, represented by Abigail. What held us bound to Babylon is the false doctrines in our heaven, which are symbolized by the great river Euphrates, as shown in the following below. Revelation chapter 9, verse 13 and 14. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which has the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. Ephesians 25, 41 to 42. And she arose and bowed herself on her face to the earth and said, behold, the handmaiden be a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my Lord. And Abigail hasted and arose and rode upon an ass with five damsels of hers that went after her. And she went after the messengers of David and became his wife. It is worth noting that Abigail was ready to wash the feet of the servant sent by David. We are in the church of the Lord's elect to serve our brothers and sisters. Galatians 5:13 says, for brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not your liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Finally, Abigail became the wife of David. It highlights our ultimate marriage to Christ in the fullness of time, when the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. Revelation chapter 19, verse 7 to 9 says, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lord, of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true sayings of God. 1 Samuel 25, 45, 43, and 44. And David also took Ahinoam of Jezreel, and they were also both of them his wife. But Saul had given Michal, his daughter, David's wife, to Palti, the son of Lish, which was of Galilee. The mention in verse 43 and 44 of David's wives, Ahinoam and Michal, who was given to another man by Saul, is another way of saying that we used to be part of various church systems of this world until Christ came to drag us out to become part of the church of the Lord's elect, symbolized by Abigail. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 to 24. And again, we emphasize the point that we have come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to the innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. May his name be praised forever. Amen.